we have been presented with an opportunity to live outside of town, and it's a decision that my family and I made together as a whole. Timing isn't always something that works in everyone's favor, but the time was right. My kids especially were really wanting to make this move.
And you're hesitant to talk too much about this because this is your personal life, but it sounds like you weren't actively looking to leave town.
Correct. My husband and I have owned our home in Carbondale for almost 16 years now. Obviously, people that know my background know I'm fairly established in the community, and so this wasn't something where we were shopping for things in the market. It was just a situation that presented itself and made the most sense for all of us. You know, on the other hand, when people say, well, geez, then why couldn't you have waited till you finished your term? And my family has sacrificed a great deal, especially in the last 12 years of me being in elected office, 4 years prior to that, being on the Parks and Rec Commission and a ton of volunteering with coaching and other things in between. And if my family says this is the right time for them, I obviously choose them.
Is your move and ultimately living outside of town limits, not being within the boundaries to serve as mayor, is that part of a larger trend with the cost of housing?
Not necessarily in my circumstance. And so I'm glad you asked that question because I wanted to help clarify that as best as possible. We all are well aware that the high cost of living here is causing folks to make choices and difficult choices, and one that every community in the region is grappling with at this time, how to best address it. But in my particular situation, that isn't applicable. I think the biggest issue going forward for the board is, you know, how do you continue to manage those expectations, those levels of service, the desires for new amenities, knowing that we have finite resources, coupled with the fact of how do you retain the character of Carbondale? And I'm not talking about the buildings, because to me it's never been about the buildings, it's the people. And so how do we keep that diversity?
Well, Mayor Bernat, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks, Elise. I appreciate it.